Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, 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 hello. Thanks for tuning in to another taping of Girl Talk here with me and Dusty on Blog Talk Radio. As you all know, we are starting to invite you callers in on air. I know that we have gotten a whole lot of listens. I know last week when we did the show, apparently someone tried to call into the show, but they never made it onto the show. So, again, if you want to call in, feel free, 347-884-8177. We're taking phone calls on Friday at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Of course, Dusty will be joining us in just a moment, but today's topic is going to be talking all about being popular in social media. Now, I've had a lot of requests on this personally from a lot of people that have heard the show. They've seen the show rosters. They've, you know, kind of started following me and Dusty. So I've had a lot of people kind of go, well, Bambi, can you explain to me some of what you think would be the advantages and disadvantages of kind of going into social media, but not only going into social media, but starting to become popular in social media. Now, of course, me and Dusty are brand new, kind of still in social media, less than a year old, and we're not like famous with like millions of subscribers. But I know me personally, I'm hitting like my first 1,000, and she's, you know, got like 500 followers and whatnot, and she's starting to, your life starts to change when you start to become a little bit popular. So we're going to kind of get into a little bit of that today. What's some of the relevant and irrelevant changes that you think are with being popular, whether it's popular in social media, whether you're popular in school, whether you're popular here, you're popular there, and kind of how to stay fresh with people. You know, you want to stay fresh with your fans. You want to stay fresh with your people. You kind of want to stay up to date on things because in entertainment especially, it's very, very easy to go very, very stale very, very quickly. Now, I know that a lot of you may not believe that, but that why do you think that a lot of people that become kind of stars sort of fall off the face of the earth? Because they can't stay fresh. And the irony or the unfortunate thing is yes, we all eventually kind of get older and whatnot. But when you're relying on other people to kind of cater and carry your talent, and you're not really sitting there reading, researching, writing, bringing something creative to the table, it's going to be very easy for you to get kind of stale. So I always say definitely bring some of your talent into making the magic of whatever it is that you want to do. Anyway, I know personally that I decided to start a YouTube channel. I'm trying to think of maybe it was like sometime in maybe late 2013, early 2014, and now we're like getting ready to go into 2016. And I remember like my first while, I don't know, my first few months, I want to say that I had like maybe 30 subscribers. And when I tell you all that I had 30 subscribers, the irony of that was it seemed like I couldn't get past 30 subscribers. Like, I was stuck on 30 subscribers. I didn't move up. My shows were hitting, like, I want to say I would have something out there for YouTube, and sometimes it would take an upward of, like, 6 months to hit even 30 views. Now, I was getting a little bit frustrated, of course, and so I started to do my research and do my homework. You know, how do you start becoming popular or whatnot, kind of like on YouTube? And I found some really, really, really cool things out. So I kind of wanted to share a little bit of with you all in case you decide that you're going to come, in case you decide that that's what you're going to do. Hello, Dusty.
Hi, girl. Me love you long time.
Oh, me love you, love you, love you long time, girl. I was telling everybody that last week we had a caller. Of course, the caller wouldn't come on air. I guess they just kind of decided to listen into the show. So I was letting everybody kind of know, 347-884-8177, if they want to join us, unless they just want to sit there and listen into the show, because we don't know how many people are actually listening into the show and deciding not to go on air. But, hey, that's cool anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, Miss Dusty, I was telling everybody that me and you decided to go into social media, of course, and not only that we decided to go into social media, but I'm telling the audience that there's a lot of kind of tricks with the trade of social media because, of course, when me and you started to converse after the Blog Talk Radio, I understood that you really wanted to go into social media as like one, you know, becoming a career. But what I had to teach you was that it was a whole lot more work than just filming something for YouTube from a camera and putting it up on YouTube and just kind of expecting viewers to get there. Now, would you say that this has become kind of a full-time job?
It is a full-time job. Just the promoting your video is the hardest part because you're, like, sharing it everywhere and you want it to get out there. And it's just like, come
That's
on,
right.
hurry up. You know, I'm not a patient person, so I want it
it's
to, like,
it's funny because
get out there.
You just said the key part to a lot of the success with YouTube is actually, what did you just say? You just said the word promoting. I think what a lot of people out there don't realize is that I want to say, like, in the beginning, if you're wanting to start up a channel, I would say that 90% of your hard work is actually promoting and networking, because you can have all the talent in the world. And me and Dusty have had this conversation until we've been blue in the face. You can have all the talent in the world, but if they don't know that you're out there, they're not going to ever know that you're out there. So networking is crucial. And what I've told Dusty, I said, you eventually get to a point where you don't even really have to share your artwork much anymore. But in the beginning, you're having to share it everywhere, because what will happen is people will pick up on your work and they will share it for you. But of course, this takes a lot of time. Now, some of the kind of the downsides, because I wanted to get into a little bit of this, Miss Dusty, because as we start to, I told everybody, of course, we're not famous. Of course, we're not famous yet, but we're definitely popular. Okay, we're definitely popular. And we're on that popularity, Paul. So you've gone from, like, nothing to popular. And I wanted to share a little bit of, like, some of the research that personally I've done as we continue on this path of our social media career, of what it's like to become popular in social media. Now, interesting facts is, I didn't know if you knew this, but, like, okay, famous actress Farrah Fawcett has said, "I've lost all my freedom due to fame. I didn't realize the price for fame. I need a guard living with me at all times, which is a great strain." Now, what do you think about that personally? As we start to kind of become popular in the social media, do you think that it could get to the point where, it, you know, there is a great price for becoming popular or famous? And do you think that we'll get to a point where it's going to feel like we're going to need somebody to protect us at all times?
I don't know if we'll get there. I hope we will. I, of course, my app likes some drama, so I would love having myself a little security guard. That would be really cool, though.
You probably hit on the security guard. You try to make him your man.
I might, if he's hot. Give me a little cute security guard.
But, you know, some of the problems that come along a lot of times with the fame is the insecurity, unwanted attention from paparazzi and stalkers. Now, of course, me and Dusty have already encountered a couple stalkers, and we're not even at that 100,000 mark. We're not even at that 10,000 mark. We're not at that million mark. However, of course, with the Bammy Nicole, I know personally, like, my Google Plus profile has been viewed almost a million times. Now, if you can imagine that, I can't even count to 300. So, I can't even, like, that's a number that's not even, I can't even compute that in my brain. But of course, we've had people that have come along that just creep the crap out of us, do we not? I mean, scare the peanut butter out of jelly.
Yeah, we do. But we have fun with them.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
and I tell everybody,
we'll get crazy right back.
Yeah, we'll get crazier than the crazier of the craziest. Because, like, I've always said, if you check out the new channel on my YouTube channel, I'm like, you know, I'm a bipolar mixed with multiple personality disorder. So, you know, come to me with a scripting role. That's what I always say. I'm never afraid. But, you know, and then there's a loss of freedom, you know, because once you kind of go into the public eye, one becomes public property. Talk about a tongue twister. And it's impossible to do some of the, like, usual activities, you know, and a lot of the celebrities end up living in seclusion. Very, very sad. I mean, I want everybody to understand that, like, I know that fame is, like, a lot of people's dream, but I want them to realize that there's a very harsh reality to it as well. Could you imagine having to live in seclusion?
Oh, no. That would be so...
I mean, you can't even go to the grocery store. You know, I've done some research where Some people have to actually like call a store head and have them close the store for the day or close the store at night so that they can go shopping. They can't go out. They can't have like a hamburger anywhere. They can't. I mean, it's just a lot. I mean, just a lot to deal with. And you know, you get to a point where there's such a loss of privacy. Of course, we've decided that we're going to go into the public eye for a bigger. Our mission is for a bigger purpose than us. Like, we're not out there for the fame of it, for the glory of it. We're actually trying to motivate and inspire people. But, you know, something so simple as a burp, a sly scratch, you know, that may make front page news to some of these celebrities. Can you imagine if we were out in public and as unladylike as I can possibly be and as unladylike as what you can be? Could you imagine if you burped and it made front page news?
Hey. I wouldn't mind it. Go right ahead.
I know. You know what? We would make that into. What did you say?
I said at least they'll be talking about us.
Right, and I know that that's like a lot of like what we kind of aim for is to get people to talk about us. But I think that a lot of people, again, they kind of stand from a very uneducated view as to like what becoming famous could be like. So of course with me and you going into it, we don't know where this is going to head. We're hoping that we're doing some wonderful things for people, and we're hoping that, you know, we're making such a positive impact, but we're also taking into consideration that becoming popular, becoming famous or whatever definitely has some of its hang-ups. And you know, there's a lot of lies, gossip, rumors and slander. I mean, have you not come across some people or some fans already that have made up, you know, some lies, gossip, some rumors or something very slanderous about us, about you?
All the time. We always got crazies in our inboxes. But, you know,
oh, it's ridiculous.
I think that there was a point where we decided, you know, not to get down about it and just have fun with it. And it's like,
right.
You want to come at me, like, I mean, why don't we just talk about it? We had some crazies coming at us last night, so we had to get a little crazy with them.
Oh, it's so much fun. We love to use reverse psychology. See, the thing is that's really, really crazy is I know personally from my journey alone, I was taken to counselors at like the age of 7 or 8 years old. So I've been in and out of psychologist offices for several years. And then my first major in college, and I know that a lot of people may not think that like I've had a college education, I mean I've had a couple years in my belt, was actually psychology. So it's very easy when someone comes at you to sit there and say, oh, you know, if I know a little bit of your personality, I can mold something and play some reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Now this is another thing that really, really, really that I know that I can relate with. Popularity and fame brings adoration, but it also brings envy, jealousy, and hatred, and lots of exploitation. Now, I have personally faced this, and I know, Miss Dusty, I know that you can relate, but some of the girls and some of the people that I grew up with, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were really, really cool with me in, like, several years ago. But as I've kind of changed, and nobody was really there during my transitional period, you know, because I got away. I mean, I got state from state away. And I said, I got to get away from everybody. I got to do this kind of, this is something I've got to do. And though they adored me kind of like in the beginning of my transition, maybe because I wasn't like a threat, because I was like more of like a Where's Waldo in a wig. I've noticed that as I began to feminize and as I became maybe a little bit more beautiful, and maybe the guy started to pay attention, maybe the guy started to look, maybe the guy started to compliment, they really went from a supportive, loving, kind person to somebody now that's just like, oh, you think you're all that, and you think this, and you think that, but really nothing much has changed. I'm still the same person. I just look a little bit different, and I'm also out here trying to show people that they can make their own dreams come true. So I know that personally I've dealt with that. Have you dealt with anybody that's kind of come at you with some envy and jealousy since you decided that this was what you were going to do and go into the public eye?
I've had a few people make some comments, and I'm not you know, I try to figure out like where it's coming from, but it's like, oh my God, I hate you so much. You're so beautiful. And I'm like, well, why do you have to hate me? Just
right.
Be happy for me, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll be happy for
yeah,
you.
It's
you
all
be
about
happy for me.
Celebrating it. And they really, sometimes with people, they get so, like, they think, I really don't know what they think because I don't have hatred in me. But it's really kind of sad. It makes me sad. I know that a lot of people that become famous and or popular or whatnot also change in personality. They lose sight of who they are. They're vulnerable and paranoid because they're behind an image. And sometimes I know that I've even endured a little bit of that because it's taken off so quickly in not even a year. Now, I was telling everybody not even a year ago, I might have had like 30 subscribers, maybe 30 followers, and that's, you know, I mean, it's taken a snowball thing. So have I maybe become, have I changed in personality? Definitely. Another sad thing is there's loneliness and strained relationships because there's a lack of trust. The genuine friends tend to distance themselves. Superficial ones become more important. And thank God, like, that, you know, I can count my close friends on my one hand. Of course, Dusty is like my sister to me. But I've definitely realized that some of the people that said that they were there, you know, when I started to go into the social media, they acted like they were kind of like genuine, but they really did start to distance themselves. And now we have a lot of people that are kind of superficial that are like, oh, we're with this and we're with that. And they're trying to, of course, become into our lives. So, you know, you kind of become cut off from reality, from lasting relationships. You know, you can make bad associations when you become popular. And, you know, there is a level of desperation because the reality of getting older to an audience, a lot of people that become famous and popular, is, you know, oh, they got to stay hip, they got to stay up to date, and they go and do all this crazy stuff. So because out of a level of desperation, of course, when me and you become older queens, I am hanging up the high heels. I'm going to say Bambi went that way. Just kind of leave me alone and live my life just as peaceful and quiet as possible. Anyway, I want to tell everybody, now, how do you feel about that? Do you think that one day you're just going to kind of say, hey, Dusty went that way?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Maybe someday. Maybe after I feel like I've accomplished everything I've set out to do.
That's right.
I'm taking the world storm.
That's
maybe.
Right.
I don't know. Unless there's always girls that need some help, and you know that's why we're here. So as long as there's
that's
girls
exactly
out there
right.
that could benefit from something that we're putting out there, I think we could probably keep going.
Of course, and you know it is important to us that people definitely don't feel like they're alone out there, because I know a lot of there's been a lot of times just in general, and I'm saying in life, where I felt alone and I felt like there was nobody really there. I did befriend somebody in the beginning of my transition many, many, many years ago. And she, of course, had been in transition for several years. Now, the thing that bothered me with her the most is that she was one of these girls that's like, lie, 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 don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody, lie, lie, lie. Now, what bothered me the most with her, and of course, I'm not going to call her name out because I don't do that, of course, because we're in the public eye, so I keep people very private. But the thing that really bothered me the most with her was she would get in relationships with guys for months and months and months and not tell them that she was transsexual until it was too late. And then they would have a bad, you know, adverse reaction to her. I mean, she'd tell me horror stories of how they would beat her up or how they – you can't go into a relationship or a friendship with somebody without telling them the truth. And the thing with me, I think the reason that we're open about who we are is because I don't ever want another person to use that against me in my life, if that makes any sense. Like, here's the cards. They're open. They're out on the table. I'm not saying that you go out there and that you parade this and that you put it in everybody's face, but I'm saying that it is not healthy to start friendships and or relationships based upon a lie. And that's exactly what that girl was teaching me. It wasn't anything positive. It wasn't anything about, you know, at the end of this struggle, at the end of all this darkness, there is a light in the tunnel. So it really, really kind of bothered me. But yes, I personally had somebody in the beginning that acted like she was there. And then, you know, years later, I found out that she was just a very judgmental, nasty person, and I really, really still love her at the bottom of my heart, but I kind of had to let that go. anyway, to get back a little bit more into gaining, if you want to gain popularity in social media, everybody, you're going to have to work hard. Network, 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 network. Nobody will ever know how talented you are unless you put it out there for them to see. That is 90% of the hard work in the social media business. You have to put it out there. You have to blast it in social media. Join groups. Actually, me and Dusty own two groups. We own a group on Facebook together with almost 1,000 members. Then we also own another group on Google Plus with also another 1,000 members. And then we're in groups all over the place with, you know, anywhere from ranging to 2,000 to 20,000 people. So, you know, we're making sure that people are staying up to date, of course, with our media. You've got to stay up to date, current, energetic, researched, and add your personality into the mix of things. You know, Dusty, of course, with your videos, you know, you are definitely adding Dusty Cheyenne. You're definitely adding the Little Mermaid Under the Sea, and you're definitely adding your magic to it, because when people come onto your channel, they want to know that it's you that they're watching. You know, if you do not love people genuinely, really do not follow this path. And I don't know how many times I have to reiterate that. If you're not a people person, and Dusty, what you say, well, I tell people just don't even bother getting into this business. How about you?
Well, yeah, you have to be a people person. And also, if, you know, we said it a million times, if you're doing it to just get famous, it's not going to work. I mean, you could get there, but you're not going to enjoy it, because all you're wanting is the fame. So you're not going to want to put in all the, you know, the work and talk to the people and get to know people. And I mean, the conversations we've had with people, you know, we meet many people that contact us and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. What you just posted really helped me, and that makes it all worth it.
Yeah, so that's changing your life. Or
yeah,
right. That's the rewarding part. The rewarding part of what we're doing out there is when we're contacted, and understand everybody, we're contacted on a daily basis. We're contacted hourly. We're contacted a lot, and the most rewarding part is not the perverts out there, of course, because you know what, everybody that's got anybody watching them is going to have that naturally. And of course you want a majority male audience, because the male audience is what's going to kind of keep you going, because they're going to be the ones that are going to watch, you know, beautiful women. But you know, the ones that really affect me are the ones that sit there and say, just like you said, oh my God, you girls have saved my life. Oh my God, because you girls being out here, now I know the truth. Oh my God, you know, thank you so much for just staying out there and telling us what the real deal is, because you've got to stay fresh. You've always have to have something to talk about with people. People do not want to go onto your YouTube channel. They don't want to come onto your radio show, and they don't want to hear, like you're hanging up a lot. So really, stay researched and know what the heck you're talking about out there. And some of the personal changes that I think that we have, I know that I've endured from beginning popularity or whatnot from the social media is, again, you know, some of the people that I did have kind of around in my past or whatnot, how they're kind of distancing themselves off. They're kind of saying, you know what, I really liked you back then, but now I think that you're a conceited bitch. And really, it has nothing to do with me and Dusty being conceited. What me and Dusty are doing is we're working very, very hard to change people and to have this movement where we can all come together regardless of our situation, regardless of our circumstance, regardless of our example, and we can come together and we can say, look, we're here. We're here to make a positive impact. We're here to make a positive movement. We're here to love our people. We're here to, you know, sit here and provide some inspiration and hopefully make somebody smile. And Dusty, please tell the audience, because we have a lot of people listening into the show, tell some of the people, like, the personal changes that you have endured since you have started becoming popular in social media.
Oh, man. You know what? Just, you know, of course, doing it every day and, you know, staying on the social media and everything, I think I've really grown just in knowing how to connect with people. Also, I want to ask you as well. Some of the positive things that have come from this being out there is I've been asked to be on a float in Pride next year at the Pride Parade, and I came up with my own float idea. It's going to be under the sea themed, and I'm getting a bunch of T girls and T guys. and we're going to be mermaids and mermen, and we're going to get to be on a float at the parade to get transgender people out there and in the public eye, and so that, because you know they're trying to get the T out of the LGBT, so we're going to make sure they see us. And so I thought that was a really cool thing that I was asked to do recently. I was like, of course I'll be on a float. Are you kidding?
Oh, I know, and she'll decorate. Of course the LGBT community wants to act like we don't. Now, the one thing kind of as we're down the last couple minutes of our show, and again, me and Irm had some awesome time here with Girl Talk, is that the gay community, I've noticed, transgender people especially, are not as accepting as the heterosexual community. For some strange reason, I don't really know why we're always kind of thrown into the mix, but really I know that personally, now in the beginning of my transition when I wasn't necessarily passable, when I was kind of rough and when I was kind of more draggish, everybody under the sun loved me in the LGBT community, but as I furthered my transition along, you know, and the hormones started to really kick in, and I got the electrolysis done, and I really, you know, embraced who I was becoming or evolving into. Of course, you know, then it was more the straight community. But the one thing that I have a problem with, and I love my straight people, is stop telling me to forget it all I'm past. Stop telling me to sweep that under the rug. You are not in my shoes, and I understand that you see a woman, and I am a woman, but do not ever tell me to sweep something under the rug, because you're shaming my identity, and it's something that I'm not ashamed of because it came at such a struggle and such a price. Now, one thing that I did, I've actually had a lot of things hit me that were very, very cool. One cool thing that I did have, like you said, you were invited to a parade, and you remember when I was working with a director who contacted me off YouTube and did the film project for the Bambi Chronicles. It's very, very sad that that didn't work out, and I really love this person, and this person is very, very special and close to me, and I'm sure that they're listening into the show. But the problem with me is that I'm not going to sit here and do projects that you're going to go out here with filming and offending an entire audience. Now, this person is probably not as in touch with reality as to what true transition is, and we just couldn't, we kind of knocked heads, we kind of fell out of touch. I still love this person very much, still think that they're a very talented director. We did do one film project together. It was a lot of fun. I got contacted by that from, of course, YouTube. And also, to start Blog Talk Radio, I was, of course, in touch with somebody that has worked in television for over 20 years from my YouTube channel. And that person, very, very special to me, Dusty, was, you know who I'm talking about, too. We keep identities anonymous. But that person decided that, you know, to go on another path in life. But from that person helping me start my Blog Talk Radio, of course, in the beginning it was called In Trance with Bambi. Of course, we turned it into Girl Talk, the girls with the double R's, G-I-R-R Talk, Girl Talk. And that was another positive experience because of that connection from the social media, as the, now me and Dusty are out here doing this. So I've had plenty of things. I've had people send me makeup. I've had sponsorship ideas. I've had people contact and say, hey, you know, we want you to do this and we want you to do that. But I want to keep it at such a real place, and I don't want to overwhelm myself with so many projects quite yet in the beginning until we really start to get out there. Of course, as we're down to the last minute and a half of our show, I want you all to make sure that you're checking out our YouTube channels, www.youtube.com/DustyCheyenne, DustyCheyenne, for your girl Dusty. She has makeup galore. She is a beauty guru. And if you want to check out my YouTube channel, from a bipolar manic depressant who suffers multiple personality disorder, make sure that you type in www.youtube.com/Bambi Show. Of course, make sure that you're staying up to date and following us here on Girl Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/Girl Talk, G-I-R-R-L-T-A-L-K. Of course, we have discussed a lot here today on Girl Talk Girl. We've discussed how to become popular in social media, what some of the people feel about becoming famous, how popularity is starting to change and affect our lives, and what haven't we talked about in this past episode?
We've talked about everything, girl. We've got it all covered now.
We sure do. And we sure, you know, and we appreciate everybody that's listening into the episode. So anyway, our heartfelt goodbyes from me and Dusty. We sure love you all, and we can't wait to have a conversation here with you on Girl Talk. Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.